Hey everyone, it's Dave O'Connor and a very warm welcome to this intro call for the Alchemy System for Goal Mastery. And I'm so excited about this course. Over the next few months, we're going to be rewiring, reprogramming, really mastering the art of goal achieving. And in this call, I just want to, over the next hour or so, it'll be a bit of a refresher on the actual formula itself, and then just how you can get the most out of the actual program. And we'll obviously do lots of different Q&A courses as we move forward, lots of calls. But as an overview tonight, I just want to go through the actual alchemy formula again, and you know, there'll be some things that you hear maybe in a different way. You'll get more clarity on some of the things. I find you need to hear this stuff over and over and over and over again. And then I'll go into, and throughout it as well, I'll go into what we're trying to do here, the research behind this, and the purpose of the blueprints, the purpose of the auto-suggestion matrix that you're going to be listening to. And of course, we're going to be doing the coaching program at a different time, but for now we're really going to be concentrating on, you know, really inserting those goals into the deeper part of your mind, imprinting those goals using the blueprints along with the binaural beats in those blueprints, to really get you into the deeper part of the mind where all the magic happens. And as you know from listening to my story on the one day, this has allowed me to really go from zero to hero. When I look back on where I've come from and where I am now, and how this formula has just magically transformed my life, then I have absolutely no doubt that it will do the same for you. I've moved completely from having that victim mindset to living the life of my dreams. And the good thing, of course, is now having condensed it into a formula. Often, you know, I was just doing it and it was trial and error and I was learning from mentors and piecing it all together. But now it really, for me anyway, it's a fine art, and it's tried and tested. And it'll save you a lot of mistakes, and it will accelerate the rate with which you achieve any of your goals. So, you know, we talked, if you remember, on the one day about the mind kind of being similar to a thermostat. And the bottom line is everyone has an internal thermostat, and whatever you've been conditioned with up until now in your life, that is your thermostat. When you look around at your life and you see the repeating patterns, you see the level of success in various areas and maybe the struggle in other areas, then you can quite readily see what the person is programmed for. So, I mean, what does your thermostat do? Well, if you move beyond your comfort zone, which we know we have to do, we have to do that over and over again, well, the thermostat is going to unconsciously sabotage any success beyond that comfort zone, right? Because it's set at a particular level, set at a particular temperature. As soon as you're off course, it sends a signal to your nervous system that you're off course. In the same way that, again, the thermostat in the room will send a signal to the electrical system, to the furnace, to turn on the heat or to turn on the air conditioning. And that's what happens. What happens, you know, we heard of the people who suddenly get a win in a lottery or an inheritance, and that's an example of the thermostat, their inner thermostat, going off course. So most people are out of neural resonance. There's an incoherence, there's chaos, there's all these doubts, anxieties. It causes this worry that people carry around with them all the time. And, of course, and that cuts you off from what I call the magic. And you need to have the magic in your business, and you need to have it certainly when you're setting your goals and you're looking to achieve those goals. So we talk ourselves out of our greatness, you know, that we subconsciously sabotage ourselves. If we're getting close to our goals, then, again, that inner programming can say, we don't really need to make those calls today. Let's do it next week. And we even start to question some of our goals. You know, what if I'm not really meant to have this greater lifestyle? Do I really need more money? And the dialogue inside of our mind can really stop people dead in their tracks so that we revert back to the comfort zone. So this is all about resetting that inner thermostat, okay? And it takes quite a bit of practice. And you recall one of my mentors saying to me that you will never, ever outperform your set autopilot. Therefore, it's imperative that you reset that autopilot. That's what you need to do. And it's really like, you know, when I watch people and I coach people, there's a very large part of their mind that can be working against them. Not in all areas. There's areas that are going very well, and obviously your mind is working for you there, right? But there are other areas, and often the areas where you want to succeed in your business, for example, and you want to achieve certain results and you want to sponsor more people, you want to build a big team, you know, you want to fulfill your potential, and our mind can absolutely be working against us there. And it really is like trying to swim against this incredibly powerful wave. And, you know, it's just, for most people, a struggle. It really can be a struggle. And just to understand as well why people really do fail, again, it's the model of the conscious and unconscious mind, that the goals that they set just stay up here, right, at the conscious level. They might get in a little bit into the subconscious mind, but they don't bypass the deeper programming, okay? And that's what needs to happen. So you need to develop new set points in the key areas, right, in your finances, in your level of confidence, in your level of belief. And repetition is one way of doing it. But you will see that repetition will work much better when you actually follow the formula, when you actually listen to your blueprints that I have created for you and spend a lot of time putting these blueprints together. So just to go over the formula again, and of course feel free to shoot me any questions, either on email or throughout the webinar, on any questions you have at all about this system. But the Y, as you know, stands for your end outcome. And you've got to always make sure that you just start at the end. You just decide straight away from the get-go, this is where I'm going, right? With every goal, you just put yourself there at that end point. And that's super important because most people really don't do that. They don't do it with clarity anyway, okay? And remember, your mind really does work cybernetically. So when I ask people what do they want, they chop and change so much and there's such a haziness in their mind, there's no real clarity there. And you've got to use that cybernetic model, right, which just simply is there's a part of our mind operates like a computer, and as soon as the end result is known, the end target is known, then that computer part of your mind, just like a cybernetic missile, will zigzag its way, and it will move around the obstacles, and it will figure out a way, ultimately, to hit that target. And once you can do that, my experience is you can achieve any goal. But remember, to do that, clarity is key. So whatever it is that might be, you know, some of your goals at the moment, let's say it could be 2,000 or 3,000 or 5,000 pounds per month or extra per month. It could be X amount that you want to release in terms of weight, your next level in the marketing plan, or whatever it may be. And you make sure that it's timed, knowing that, you know, your goal is just a dream. Nothing wrong with dreams, right? But a lot of people set goals, a lot of people have dreams that never come to pass, right? Because they're more like weak wishes. So you really set that, and you get super clear and super precise with it. Okay, we live in a very precise world, and it's, you know, getting more and more precise all the time. I mean, with the way everything is in the digital age, right, you can be one number out in a password or in a phone number, and of course, it's not, you're not going to get through. So everything has to be super precise. And then when you're focusing on your goals and writing down your goals, you got to state them in the positive. Okay, you got to state them in the positive. And as you know, I like to state it like this, that it is now such and such a time, and I'm so happy and grateful to have achieved this level in the business, to have increased my income by this amount, to be in this great shape, weighing X, and in return, I'm going to give the very best service to others. I'll add value to people's lives. I'll consistently show up as my best self. And remember the research on all of this. When you put yourself into that energy of happiness, gratitude, being in the present moment, then, again, that is a magical place to be. It's a place free of worry and free of the doubt. And that's, of course, essential to bringing about your goals. So you start at the end, you really have that end outcome in mind, but then you make sure that it's very exciting. And I could do a whole course on this, a whole, even, you know, whatever you want to call it, presentation on the magic of thinking big and the science behind it as well. It's not just about, oh, I got to make it exciting because that's just going to give me energy to actually achieve the goal. No, this is about activating all of your mind cells. And the magic word there is all. And once you activate all of them, then there's something extra comes into play that will never come into play if you just activate a lesser amount. Even 90% of them, it's not enough. You've got to use all of your mind. So you just think of your goals, and it's got to be something that is engaging your imagination. Remember, it was Einstein who said that imagination is the preview of life's coming attractions, and that imagination was more important than knowledge. So somehow you have got to capture the attention of your mind cells in such a way that you just look inside your mind, and it's like a glow looking back at you. You look inside your mind, you can't eventually find the negative at all. You can only see, for example, this picture that's currently showing on your screen that's super exciting. So I just want you to imagine that you've got your very own movie theater in there, and you need to fill up that movie theater with all of your mind cells. Because what is normally happening when people go into the theater of their mind is their theater is empty because all of their mind cells, they're not interested in what's showing on the screen, okay? So they're outside the theater. They're doing their own thing. Remember, they're procrastinating. They're gossiping. They're hanging hanging out in angry groups, in depressed groups, in suffering groups, okay? Because you haven't caught their attention enough. But something incredible happens when you put something really compelling up on that screen. When you put something compelling up on that screen, then all of those mind cells that were distracted, they suddenly stop being distracted. And they watch the movie. And it's like having all of these employees that are now working for you. So you will only fill your theater once you give those mind cells something amazing, right, to wake up to in the morning. So much so, it's like they're propelling you to get up out of bed in the morning. So really bear that in mind when you're writing your goals. And after all, if it's not big and exciting and if it's not going to really light you up, why bother? Why bother? So it's a version of aim for the stars and you'll at least land on the moon. The great Donald Trump would say, as long as you're going to be thinking anyway, think big. And of course, what will help you to really excite those mind cells is to continue revisiting your why. And you may recall that I suggest having both an away-from motivated goal and a towards motivated goal. So something desperate that you want to get away from can give you momentum, and it can certainly get you going and give you energy. So you can use even often frustration to your advantage because it's a state with movement, as long as it moves you forward and you start taking action. But that's limited, so you want to have something else in terms of a compelling vision that's pulling you forward. Okay, so hopefully that is making more and more sense to you. Now, then we have the E in the word alchemy, using that as an acronym, and that stands for evolve, right? So who do you need to become? And this is a work in progress. We're all a work in progress here, but there's a certain level that you, in your mind, can identify, and if you reach that level, then you're going to achieve any goal that you set. It doesn't matter what the goal is. So who do you need to become as a leader? Who do you need to become in terms of your daily activities, your high-leverage actions, right? You want to be that person of action. You want to be that person who just pushes the procrastination aside, that person who's just that do-it-now type of person. And what extra qualities of mind do you need? Do you need more persistence? I mean, you'll recall on the day, when we did the day, you know, people want different things. Discipline would come up. Resilience would come up. Focus would come up. Right? All these different qualities of mind that people are lacking in. So identify that. And then apply the law of reciprocity. So you want to add as much value as you possibly can. Right? I'm not saying you don't do this already, but we often lose it because of the stress and overwhelm. Right? But remember, if you build this into your goal, it makes your goal more holistic. And holistic, the actual word means whole. Right? It actually means your whole, your entire belief. And once you make it holistic like that, then the universe has a vested interest in your success. So it was Ralph Waldo Emerson who said, it is one of the most beautiful compensations of this life that no man or woman, of course, can sincerely try to help another without helping him or herself. Okay, so build that into it. And then The H stands for holistic belief, right? And this ties in nicely with making your goal exciting and activating all of your mind, because there are levels of belief, and even if you check in now, you'll realize that you're at a certain level of belief. And for a lot of people, it can be belief with a certain amount of doubt. And I really believe this is the missing piece. If you can really bring up your level of belief many, many times, it'll make a massive difference to your results. Okay, so many people would say to me, well, I just don't believe deep down, right? And there's the magic word, deep down, that I can do this. And the deep down, of course, is that deeper part of the iceberg, the deeper part, the unconscious mind, the power center of the mind. And when we go into this area, I'm going to go into it just a little bit deeper even than I did on the one day. But you've heard of the formula conceive, believe, and achieve. And most people have no problem conceiving of a goal generally, but it is the believing in it that is the variable here. And if you can believe without any shadow of doubt, that's where everything happens. If you can bring it to the point where you believe you already have it, then there's a change actually takes place within, right here, right now. You give out a different type of energy. And that is true mastery, because you're believing in something wholeheartedly before you even see it in real life. And you need to come to that point. Now, here is the thing. You can't just say to people, oh, go ahead and believe. Go ahead and have unshakable belief. It's like trying to tell a person who's really depressed, come on, snap out of it. Because, again, it's only happening at the conscious level. So this is the part that I find fascinating, because this is where we need to go in there and we need to go deeper. Otherwise, then, you're going to be at the mercy of what's already at the deeper autopilot. So you may believe that you're consciously in control of your life right now, but in fact, research shows the opposite. Research shows that the programs stored at the deeper part of the mind, right, at the autopilot level, that they're running the show. So if somehow, at the deeper part of the mind, you have this lack of self-belief, even unhappiness or failure imprinted on your autopilot, it becomes very difficult to make yourself consciously confident or to be happy or to be successful, because this unconscious part is the far greater part of your mind. It's far more powerful than the conscious, whereas anything that's happening up here is much more transient. Okay, that's why so many people's goals, they don't stick, they don't last. That's why New Year's resolutions don't last. They're transient. They fly in and then they fly out again, in the same way that lots of thoughts fly into the mind, fly out again. But down here, right, these are a lot more permanent. They're a lot more entrenched in the deeper part of the mind. And in order to bring up your level of belief and reduce down the doubt, where you don't have any inner doubt for a longer period of time, then you've got to somehow, right, change the imprint or the blueprint down here. And that's, my friends, where the real excitement comes. That's what I have managed to help people to do, and often they don't even know how it's happened, but it's happened. But I'm telling you how it actually happens, right? When you listen to your blueprints that I'm going to be getting you to do in the morning and the evening when you're listening to your auto-suggestions just for 5 minutes at a time, when we're combining them with those brainwave states, which I'll talk a little bit more about later on, then that's where you're going to get in there, and that's where you're going to change the inner thermostat that I told you about earlier on. That's where you're going to reset your autopilot. And after you start to listen to these things for a while, right, then your brain looks like it's had the experience. It's very amazing, really. So your current beliefs, your thoughts, your emotions, your feelings, your behaviors, your choices, your actions are all dictated by your autopilot. Okay, so you're being ruled by that part. And that's the, I guess you could say, even frightening thing. You know, true belief, holistic belief, requires both your conscious and unconscious mind to be congruent and completely aligned with what it is that you want to achieve. But for the majority of people, they only have 5% going in the direction of their goals, and 95%, according to neuroscientists, going against them. So that's why, if you feel that you've struggled and you haven't achieved your goals up to now, this is why. This is what neuroscientists are saying, exactly why you've failed up to now. And there's no sitting on the fence with it. As you're listening to this now, like I mentioned on the one day, you're already moving towards a certain destination that your autopilot has decided. How does your autopilot decide where you're going? See, most people have left it to chance. Most people, we never learned this at school. What the autopilot does is it takes an immediate look at your predominant experiences, your predominant memories, and ultimately your deeper beliefs and values. And if they don't align, right, with the goals that you want, it becomes extremely difficult to achieve that particular goal in that particular area of your life. So again, it's like swimming against the tide. And but as soon as you start to put the positive programs, right, in there at the deeper part of the mind, and they become the predominant one, and they're aligned with the goals that you set, your chances of sustained success takes a quantum leap in the right direction. So if you want to achieve greater success in your business, in your life, then you've got to raise your internal levels of belief and confidence to match the level of success that you want to reach on the outside before you get there ahead of time. Make sense? And that's the formula, if you like. So it's, you can't just say believe without doubt. It's, you know, when you actually get in there, this is a typical vision board that someone may have, okay, in forever, where they have this goal of X amount per month, X amount of case credits per month. You can substitute whatever figures you might say here. But the reality check is that this is what's going on at the autopilot level. It's a combination of good and bad, with the bad generally overshadowing the good, and you can't find the good pictures in amongst the bad. So it means then that the iceberg kind of looks like this, where at the top of it, you've got the goals that you want, your typical vision board, but beneath the surface, the predominant negativity is much more powerful and will win out. So that's why people's emotions tend to control them. That's why their emotions tend to overwhelm them. Yeah? So what you've got to do is the good things that you want, they have got to align. So as soon as you get all of these good programs into the deeper part of the mind, you program them in there to replace the negative ones, then that's when your success becomes effortless. That's when the magic really starts happening. So that's why C in the formula is you've got to change the blueprint, right? You've got to reset that autopilot. And for the first time ever, it's now been shown that you can run on the autopilot of your own choosing. And that's truly life-changing, because up until now, even up until recently, neuroscientists thought you couldn't change that. They thought it was set in stone. And it often just even takes one really strong positive image to change everything in your life and in your business. And I've often done it with people. Now remember, when you want to change the internal blueprint, then you want to tie up all of your mind by using all the senses. So when you're listening to your blueprints, I'm encouraging people not just to fall asleep and hope that it reprograms and rewires them. No, it's been found that you're going to get much better results if you can completely engage your mind and start to picture the things and start to hear the sounds, like I was getting you to do in some of the processes on the one day. Now, a lot of people are not very good at that, but they haven't really trained at it. And that's the good thing as well. You'll notice that with practice, you'll get better. You'll start to be able to feel the feelings emotionally, the positive feelings. So you'll start to be able to see it and hear it and feel it with emotion. You'll be able to get a sense of the goals that you're focusing on, the physical feelings as well, you know, the temperature of your surroundings, that type of thing. And then, again, if you add in the senses of smell and taste, very powerful, then that can make a massive difference in terms of tying up your whole mind. So when you do this, that's when your vision starts to become a reality. Then you're joining the ranks of 5% of people generally who achieve their goals. You know, there's so few people in the bigger scheme of things actually get to achieve their life goals. It's estimated it could be anywhere around 95% of people don't get to achieve their goals. So you imprint it, right? The goals that you want go on to your autopilot. Now, there's one really important point here when we're talking about imprinting the outcomes with V-A-K-K-O-G, right, all of your senses, that if you can train yourself to be less distracted and more focused, more laser focused, then that can be the difference between your goal only going to a certain point of your subconscious and going much deeper. So single-minded focus, if you can develop that capacity, that will enable you to imprint your goals at a deeper level and stack the odds in your favor even more. Make sense? So just think about the laser-focused champions of our world in sports, in business, the spiritual giants, and compare them up against the average distracted mindset. The average distracted mindset is not going to be able to imprint their goals because they can't hold on to the pictures for long enough with enough depth of attention. They can't hold on to the sounds for long enough, the feelings for long enough. They can't wrap their mind around their goal without it being distracted into a negative. That's why it's essential that you develop this capacity for sustained focus. And what will really help you then to reset the autopilot increase your focus is this part of the formula, and that is where the L stands for letting go of the attachment. And that is absolutely huge, as you know, because most people are way too attached to their goals, they're way too worried whether it's going to happen or not. They're too uptight to succeed. So they have to relax. They have to start entering the flow. And when you do this, then you're going to manage your state more. Because this is, again, one of the key areas where people fail. You don't have the luxury of falling into lower states and staying there for long periods of time. If that's happened before and it's happened for us all, then that significantly slows down your progress, or it can stop you from achieving your goals. Now, the great thing about the blueprints that you're going to be listening to, the great thing about the auto-suggestion matrix programs that I'll be getting you to listen to, is that they help you to manage your state. They help you to stay focused on the positive and to stay out of the worry and the attachment to your goals for long enough so that your goal can be imprinted. That's how powerful these programs can be. And just immersing yourself in these programs, these blueprints, can help you to access the flow state more. And when you're in the flow, remember what research shows about being in flow? It's the secret of happiness. It will allow you to be more present. The more present that you can be when I'm going through the relaxation part of the blueprints, the better. Where I'm saying, hey, focus on your shoulders relaxing, and focus on your breathing. If you can stay with that, then that's going to work better than your mind wandering into various problems that you have, what you have to eat later on, that type of thing, all right? So the more present you can be listening to the blueprint, the better. Until, of course, I get you to focus on the goal you want to achieve, and then you wrap your whole mind around that, just like I'm saying, where you see it and feel it and hear it with such emotion, where you smell it and taste it. So recall the research on happiness that shows that you become more productive, more resilient, you're less stressed, there's less burnout, there's greater results in terms of your goals being achieved. In the research, they showed there was greater sales. And that all happens if you stay in flow. Right, if you stay in flow, that mental state of operation where the person is fully immersed in what he or she is doing by feeling of energized focus, full involvement, and success in the process of the activity. It's a state of super creativity. So if you can do that even during your mental rehearsal in the blueprints, then you'll find it will spill over into the activities that you do during the day. Then you'll notice that you're able to do it in all sorts of activities. When you go to the gym, you'll find yourself more present, more in a state of flow, rather than letting your mind wander. When you go out for a walk, you'll be more inclined to appreciate your surroundings rather than get caught up in your worries. You can detach yourself from the worries. So it really is a combination of practicing to be happy and present in the now, and also having an invincible vision for your future. And like I say, a lot of this can just happen where you tap into this formula just by spending 20 minutes a day immersed in what I'm talking about here, the goals that you want, and following this formula by listening to the blueprints. That's when it can get really, really effortless. Now, of course, you can't just rely on that alone. You do have to take the action. That's why that part of the formula, the A stands for actuate and adjust. And actuate, of course, is to to take action and to be proactive and to go for it, and in particular take those high leverage actions every day. And you got to be able to course correct on a daily basis as well, which people don't do, right? They just allow one day to blend into the next, to blend into the next, 1 week blends into the next. But the greats, they are continuously looking for feedback every single day. So people often won't bother with their stats, right? So they don't really know what's happening. But if you can get used to really gathering the feedback and being prepared to adjust your course, and when you're taking the action, you see, the actions that you take, yes, they're the consistent actions and they're the bold actions, but you're taking those actions in a different state of mind. You're taking those actions with a mindset, and it's acting as if now. You're acting as if you're already now there, as if you're already there. Okay, and that gives out a different type of energy that's very attractive for people, that they're drawn into, right? Whereas the desperation repels people. And at that stage, once you're following this formula, you're actually aligning with laws of life. You really are. Because you know that you have to take the action, you have to grow as a person, you have to be constantly evolving. There is a law in our universe that says you're either growing or dying. You know that every single thought that you think counts. So the law of cause and effect is always in play here. So you start to think different thoughts. You start to feel more empowered feelings. And then you'll actually start to take the actions in alignment with those elevated thoughts, feelings, beliefs. So all of this, right, really for me, it answered a lot of the questions that I always had. How can you go and spend time at a seminar for a whole day or 3 or 4 days, feel totally amazing, like you just get it. You get that dopamine release in the brain. You go like, oh my God, I have all these notes. I've made these amazing connections. Some of these people, they're going to be amazing business partners. It's going to be fantastic in my team. And then we go away from there and we don't follow up. And this whole formula shows why. Because it's at a conscious level. It's not at an unconscious level. So when you program your subconscious or unconscious mind, you can use those two words interchangeably, to believe that what is in your mind is a reality already, that it's only a matter of time before it happens, then it becomes more real inside than your current circumstances on the outside. Now that is when everything starts to shift. Now what we don't know with every individual is how long it will take for you to achieve your goals. And this is huge, especially in your business. Even the teams who are doing the best, I have to stand up in front of those teams and still say, hey, your team is doing amazing, but there are many people in this room who are feeling inadequate because you're watching all these people soar to great levels very fast, and you don't seem to be able to get your act together, and maybe you've been in this business for a lot longer than they have. Well, that has to stop, that comparative thinking, because what we know is that a lot of it depends on the level of programming within each person, and that you've got to learn to be patient, that it's only a matter of time. You've got to learn to respect that gestation period. So it will happen, and the more you can manage your state, and you'll manage your state, remember, by listening to to these recordings over and over again. You'll manage your state better by rewiring yourself, right, with the positive auto suggestions that make you feel good. All of these help you to stay out of the negative stuff for longer periods of time so that your goals can come about. So, does this make sense when I'm going through the formula here? Yeah, great. So let's just look at just a little bit more of the course and resetting that internal blueprint, resetting the autopilot. What you're actually looking to do here is you're actually looking to learn your success, just like we can learn fear, learn failure. That's how learnings happen. They're like phobic responses. Our mind takes a snapshot of it. Now, you can actually put your success on autopilot. And that autopilot will carry you to your successful destination. That's the exciting thing. So just a few notes then on the brainwaves. Most people only use two of these brainwaves most of the time, and that's beta and delta. And the best way to really program your mind is through alpha and deeper theta, the combination of both of those. So it's so easy to develop these new beliefs and habits to become the person that you need to be, to imprint the goal in the right brainwave state. Delta is when you're asleep. Gamma is very good for taking action and getting creative, which I have included as well. I'll tell you about in a few minutes in some of the blueprints. But alpha is when you're relaxed and alert in a light hypnotic state, when you're like watching a really good movie and you're engrossed in that movie, or you're reading a good book. And then theta is where we really learn new things, where we get creative, where we go into that deeper part of the iceberg. So when you move into the right brainwave state, then you have this coherence pattern that you create. And that's like when you have 100 trillion cells in your body vibrating like a little radio transistor to send out that frequency of the goal that you have in your mind, the image, the sound, the feelings. So a coherence is when you consciously have a goal, but then you match that goal at the subconscious level. So remember, if you want to know why the law of attraction doesn't work for a lot of people, it's not because it doesn't work. It works every moment of every day. It's because they're not in the right brainwave state. The system internally is not set up right. What happens with most people is, like New Year's resolutions, for example, there's a conscious pattern where they have this goal and desire, but there's a subconscious underlying current that's creating what's known as a chaotic vibration. And if it doesn't match, right, if there's not an alignment, then you've got this chaos. And in chaos, you simply can't achieve your goals, because that's where the worry is. So this is what the brain waves will look like. So this is the stressed out one. The beta one here is where most people live most of the time. Okay, they live in burnout mode. They're just using their willpower all the time. And it's a surprise that people achieve any of their goals, because they're in that stressed out state a lot of the time. But as soon as you start to move into this alpha state and you combine it with this theta state, okay, then that's when the magic happens. Now, when you're listening to your blueprints, that's what you'll find. That there's the music, there's me talking, and underneath it, there are these brain waves working away, and the whole lot together combines to get you into this place where anything is possible. So we now know how to accelerate the right connections so that you start to think, feel, believe, and act in ways that are consistent with achieving your elevated goals and dreams. So all of these new amazing discoveries will also allow you, when you're listening to them, by the way, to release any negative thoughts or sabotaging behaviors that may have been holding you back from achieving your success that you know you deserve. So for the first time ever, you can now on purpose change your brain and achieve more than ever before. And that's all I ask people to do, is to commit to this inner program that's easy, that you can do over 30 days. And if you can do it for 30 days, you can do it for 60 days. If you can do it for 60 days, you can do it for 90 days. And anywhere from those 30 to 90 days, all sorts of new habits and beliefs are going to be created. Remember, it's only 20 minutes a day. You can listen to it 40 minutes a day if you want, because the blueprints, there's one 10-minute version, there's a 20-minute version, right? You might feel, hey, it's worth my while spending 40 minutes a day, but 20 minutes will still work for you. And what I'm helping you to do then is helping your brain to go through a variety of these different brainwave frequencies while we imprint, right, the best affirmations in the world, with the best hypnotic story and visualization that will allow you to succeed. So when we do the blueprints combined with this here, this MLM auto-suggestion matrix, remember, where I'm literally just giving you various auto-suggestions, and the way I say these auto-suggestions, you'll see, right, is like, you have great belief. You have unshakable belief. You can take action without distraction. Now, what you can do, if you like, is you can repeat those and you can say something like, as I'm saying, you have unshakable belief, you can say internally, I have unshakable belief. Okay? You can do that and it will help deepen the actual suggestion. Or you can just relax and just go with the flow and let me do the work, right? Either works fine. You can try both ways. But your confidence and your certainty and your belief levels will continue to increase the more you do it. So I'm acting as your guide and your coach, right, to be able to take you through the program. And, of course, the group coaching part of this will be where I hold you accountable, where I just remind you to keep going. In the same way that you've got to keep reminding your team to keep going, you've got to keep moving them from their distractions and focusing them back on their vision. In the same way that you have to do that for yourself. But I'm attempting to do that for you, okay, so that you can better easily do it yourself and then you can get your team to do it too. So I'm very excited. I just would say to you as well, this is a prescription strength program. This is not going to work if you say, well, you know what, I'm going to do one day and I'm not going to do the other six remaining days. It's a stacking system so that as you're listening to your blueprints, as you're listening to your auto-suggestions, it all helps to build you to the next level and the next level and the next level. So it creates momentum, just like you know you've got to create momentum in your business. Now, look, you know, I always say to people, hey, you're going to be thinking 7 days a week. So, you know, people say, well, I take a day off. Or, would you take a day off from thinking? The answer is no. But I will say to you, though, that if you do miss a day here or there, that's okay. But you can't miss a week without having to go back and start again, okay? Because what we're doing is we're creating the patterns and associations in the brain through the blueprints. And the ideal then is that by the time you're done after 90 days, then you have the beliefs and habits of somebody who's earning a much greater income, leading a much bigger team, and achieving the greatness that you see in your mind that you should be achieving. You have the new habits installed. The new neural pathways have been created. So my invitation, of course, is that you dive in, that it's not just something you're interested in. This is something that you're committed to doing. Now, from a practical point of view, you'll get all of your login details, and you'll be given a username and password. Okay, you'll actually be given a username and password, so it should be just very straightforward. It looks something like this, but of course it will say the Alchemy Program. But all you're going to have to do here, you don't have to come up with your own username and password. You'll just be given it. You just key it in. Okay, it's unique to you. And then you're going to be in to the site where you'll see the webinar. And then you'll be able to download your blueprints. Okay? So I will say to you then as well, with this course, to enforce personal integrity. We break so many promises and agreements with ourselves. But all you got to do here is just commit and have that commitment, make a decision to just stick with this. And I promise you, you'll be absolutely thrilled. So once again, if there's any questions that you have, you can be gathering them over the weeks and we'll keep going with it. And I'll be answering your questions live and the Q&A program as well. Super excited about this. So just look out for your email from Rhonda with your details so we can get started on this. And then I'll just finish with one of my favorite quotes, which I think sums this up beautifully, from Henry David Thoreau, who said, as a single footstep will not make a path on the earth, so a single thought will not make a pathway in the mind. To make a deep physical path, we walk again and again. To make a deep mental path, we must think over and over the kind of thoughts we wish to dominate our lives. So it sums it up perfectly, doesn't it? Just in the same way that the research shows that just one positive thought will not cancel out a negative. Remember, the research shows that with every negative thought you have, you've got to counter it with 3 or 5 or 7 positive thoughts, so that eventually the predominant thoughts in your mind are positive. So I am so excited to work with you all. This is the best course I've ever put together. And I just know by the time I pull you out to the other side of this, you're going to have a different business, you're going to have a different mind, and you're going to be much happier in the process. So have an amazing rest of the day or evening whenever you're listening to this, and I look forward to connecting again very, very soon. Bye for now.
Golden Selector.
Worldwide, I'll be here, I'll be gone today, but I'll be back. when the stars all align, you can.
Okay.
Bump into a person in the middle of the road. Look into the eyes and you suddenly know. Rocking in the dance hall, moving with you. Dancing in and out in the middle of June. My mama told me, don't lose you. Cause the best luck I had was you. I said, hey. I love you. I say, hey, I'll be gone.